Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Associate Site Editor for SearchDisasterRecovery.com. Today, I'll be talking about staffing a disaster recovery site. Having a disaster recovery site is an important aspect in a disaster recovery plan. Whether your DR site is hot or cold, it's crucial to have one that you can use during a disaster to get your information back up and running to prevent downtime in your company. However, how do you go about staffing your disaster recovery site? How big should your staff be? And what types of procedures should your staff follow? Here to help me answer these questions is Harvey Baton, an independent business continuity planning consultant. Hi, Harvey, and thanks for being here with me today.
Hello, Megan. How are you?
Great. So, Harvey, how many people should you have staffing your recovery site, and how do you determine that?
Obviously, there's no set number. It's going to depend on the emergency. Sometimes you may need additional staff. If you have additional shifts that need to be put in or staggered shifts, so there's no real number. Probably need additional staff when you start up and more less later on, or vice versa, depending on what kind of site you have.
Okay. And do staffing requirements differ in hot or cold site environments, and how is that?
Very much so. Hot environment means that your hardware is should already be running and everything is set up, so there may be some work needed to ensure the environment is operational, making sure that everything talks to each other and is working as a nice aggregate group. A cold site is very different because you'll need to set up all your equipment, possibly even build new racks. So that will add a lot of time and will probably require additional resources. And you might need more staff and not as much technical staff to begin the building, but you'll need some more technical staff as you're getting your environment set up. So there is a big difference, and there are no clear-cut numbers.
Okay. So what types of procedures and regulations should a staff at a recovery site follow when preparing for a disaster versus during a disaster?
Well, what you have to remember is that during a disaster or after an event occurs, there's going to be a lot of pressure to get a lot of things done quickly. And you can never really anticipate when a disaster is going to occur. So though most people run disaster recovery tests or BC tests starting at 7, 8, or 9 in the morning, there's no guarantee that that's when you're going to be at your site. So you may very well have to arrive at a site at 11 p.m. after a long day of work and need to begin to set up the environment, so you may want to stagger the number of people that you may have. So as far as the procedures, the more you have written down in step-by-step procedures, it's a lot easier to follow, especially during the crunch mode of a recovery. And what I know a number of my cohorts or colleagues have done is say that you should have a procedure written so that someone with equal background should be able to follow the steps, because in a disaster you may have a mainframe person having to set up servers or vice versa, or set up PCs, and you know, you may have to change staff a little bit, and if you have written procedures it becomes a lot easier. Plus one more added issue is the time constraints of when you're doing a recovery and a lot of things are going on at the same time. And as I say, you may be tired and stressed out. If you have things written down in step-by-step mode, it makes it a lot easier to follow and a lot easier to keep your concentration and focus.
Definitely. So when should you hire an outside staff to man your recovery site versus sending someone internally from your team?
Again, unfortunately, there's no clear-cut number. It's going to depend on what staff is available. Understanding that the person who writes the procedures may not be the person who actually does the operation. So you may have to hire outside staff to come in and assist and supplement your staff, especially these days when people are running lean and mean. And you would also need to know which kind of staff you have to bring in. You have to bring senior staff, you have to bring low-level staff. It depends on what you have to get done. And again, as I said, if you have the written procedures done, you can bring somebody in, say, here, you know, give them a sheet of paper and say, here, follow these procedures, and they'll be on their own doing their things. Again, it depends on whether it's a hot site, cold site, what you have to rebuild, what priorities are, which staff is available to determine which kind of outside staff you may need to supplement your own staff.
All right. Thanks for all those answers, Harvey.
You're very welcome. Good luck.
And for more information on disaster recovery sites, you can visit searchdisasterrecovery.com.